What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, responding to Karen in Maryland, no, WikiLeaks did not release anything through third parties. Julian Assange loves the limelight a little too much. In fact, he's already out there today promising us all that he's going to release everything he has on Hillary Clinton right before the election, when it's going to be way too late to do any good. He's a phony. He's an absolute phony.
Okay, well, I understand your position on that. I have another question, if you'll allow it.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have an explanation on why, on the Federal Reserve notes, do you have an explanation on why there are signatures on the Federal Reserve notes, two signatures, but no printed name beneath the signatures? There are signatures, and I guess the, you know, position, the, you know, the capacity of the person, but yet there are no printed names on the Federal Reserve notes under the signatures. Do you have an explanation for that?
Not really, but then it's all kind of monopoly money anyway, and I mean, I guess their assumption is that, like everybody on Wall Street, we would just automatically know the names of the Secretary of the Treasury and the Treasurer of the United States. And those are just put on there to fool people into thinking that the Federal Reserve is part of the U.S. government, which it isn't. It's no more federal than Federal Express.
Okay, thank you very much. Great show as usual.
All right, thank you, Karen. We're going to switch on over to Byron in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, just a few thoughts I had. When is it, when are we going to start calling, you know, when Muslims, they start making these radical, crazy Muslims, when are we going to start calling Christians that go and are bombing countries crazy, radical Christians? And I happen to think
it's an excellent question. It's an excellent question.
Yeah, you know, like, how come if there's a terrorist act in the United States, it's these extremist Muslims, and we know, at least most people, I think, know that most of them are FBI or whatever, guided. I mean, like, the San Bernardino, I mean, all the witnesses had three paramilitary guys, and all of a sudden they kill a little girl and a boy. You know, I mean, I guess the witnesses, the eyewitnesses don't mean anything. But when are we going to start coming out and start calling crazy, radical Christians that are doing all this? I mean, they don't have no trouble, you know, saying Muslims. And the other thing,
well, you know, Muslims are the designated scapegoat group. I mean, our government is using Muslims exactly the same way the Nazis used the Jews. Yeah. Somebody to blame all the problems on, to have an enemy, a demon, and George Orwell in 1984 had Emmanuel Goldstein and his people. Governments, in order to control you through fear, must have an enemy. And an internal enemy allows for the suppression of domestic rights and freedoms, and an external enemy justifies taking your money and your children for wars of adventure across the globe.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing I just want to bring up, and I know that you're not going to like this, but I tape Donald Trump, I think, is a phony. I'm not a Republican because I live in Canada, but I'm a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump, there's a video, and I think it might have been on your website, where back in 2001, where he's talking, and he says that bombs brought the buildings down. And yet, in his campaign, it's those Muslims that was doing it, and they're cheering. I mean, right there it tells me he's going to be like a...
Let me ask you a question. Byron, let me ask you a question. Do you think he is more of a fraud than Hillary Clinton is?
Oh, I think Hillary Clinton ought to be given a trial before maybe an international court with a lot of these Muslim countries that she destroyed, get some good, you know...
Okay, well, here's our situation. Donald Trump is far from being perfect. Okay, I will acknowledge that. Okay, but instead of deciding whether or not we should vote for Donald Trump, let's just remember all the reasons we have to vote against Hillary Clinton, and you will attain enlightenment for the coming election.
Well,
okay?
I understand what you're saying, but it's just too damn... like somebody said, there ain't a bit of difference between a Republican and a Democrat. And then you look at the family members of Donald Trump. Now, his...
Okay, Byron, listen to me for a second, okay? I will agree. There's no difference between the professional politicians on the Democratic side and the professional politicians on the Republican side. What makes Donald Trump attractive is he's from the outside. Okay, he has not spent his entire life living off the taxpayers, and he's not part of this narcocracy that has ruled this country for the last 30 years. Anyway, I understand your opinion, but we both agree that, you know, given a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump is, the lesser of several evils out there. So, Byron, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Roseanne in North Carolina. Roseanne, aloha. Welcome to the show. You guys hunkering down for the hurricane?
Not yet. I'm one of those, but I'm 2 hours inland, so I'm not too worried about it.
The latest storm track is showing that it's probably going to turn eastward out over the Atlantic, down in South Carolina. So you're probably going to escape the brunt of it. We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our on air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Roseanne, what is on your mind?
I just wanted to share a little jocularity I just had with a troll, trolling a troll on Breitbart.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going all over carrying on about how Kane was able to get all kinds of sound bites last night and blah, 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 and how Pence lost and whatever. And you can get in the system where you can see every comment he makes. So I went out there and I got the, I pasted the Guccifer, I think that's how you say it, Guccifer.2.0 website,
Guccifer.
And just said, hey, yeah, hey, everybody, get your copies hot off the press, and I just went and hit every single comment. That was the response to every single comment he put, and it just felt good to spread the news.
Yeah, well, that's how it's going to get on out there because, I mean, like I said earlier in the show, the corporate media that gave Julian Assange headline treatment over doing absolutely nothing so that they could say, see, there's nothing on Hillary. They're totally ignoring the Guccifer 2.0 releases. And there's stuff in there, pay for play, kickbacks on TARP, and
oh,
it's
yeah.
absolutely stunning. And
it's
the corporate media
trove.
Is going to, it is, and the corporate media is going to pretend it doesn't exist.
I just had a little fun spreading the news is all.
Well, I applaud you for that. Thank you very much. You are now an official member of the independent media.
Okay, well, have a good one, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and get on back here to some news. Now, Iraq has issued a warning regarding Turkish forces in Iraq right now, saying that there will be a regional war if Turkey does not withdraw their troops. Now, Turkey may go along with that if it can be done in a way that saves face, because ever since that botched U.S. coup, Erdogan is pivoting away from the U.S. coalition. And he might come on down and say to Iraq, look, let's work together. Let's, you know, throw the Americans out because they keep bombing our own people, and we'll take care of the terrorist groups ourselves. So that's a rapidly evolving situation, but especially in that part of the world, it's got to be done in a way where everybody saves face. Now, the militia is reporting worsening of conditions in Donbass. It's almost like nobody's even bothering to even note that there's supposed to be a ceasefire there. So the U.S. is again, through Poroshenko, pushing to provoke Russia to do something that the U.S. can use to say, Russia started this world war. They're desperate. They are so desperate. Now, the Russian Defense Ministry claims that Kiev is plotting provocations against Russian officers, again, trying to trigger some kind of a Russian response that can be seized on as a propaganda device to make it look like this is all Russia's fault. They're really going to start World War III. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be messy. It could even be nuclear. The only part they're missing is a way to make it look like it's the other side's fault. Because in the court of world opinion, the aggressor loses. And by the way, since the dawn of the industrial age, every nation that's actually started a war wound up eventually losing it. Now, a Russian high-ranking diplomat has met with the Saudi Arabian delegation. They're having discussions. And what it tells me is this brain-dead JASTA bill, along with triggering reverse lawsuits against the U.S. and the threat of the Saudis simply yanking their money out of our economy, Saudi Arabia is not going to be such a good friend of the United States anymore. They just got stabbed in the back. And that's a hard lesson to learn. And they, too, are starting to pivot away from the United States and toward Russia. And the corporate media is going to scream, Russia's bad, Russia's bad, Russia's bad. No, the U.S. is doing this to itself. The U.S. government is doing this to itself with its botched, brain-dead, new American century agenda. Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is out there basically saying it's time to consider war with Russia. We're ready to destroy our enemies. All right, General, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your Dayglow jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture center. Go and have fun. Let's take another phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha, Michael. I want to tweak your head for a moment. Listening to your conversation with the one man from Canada got me thinking about something or realized something. Since Trump is coming from outside the so-called system of red, blue, Democrat, Republican, whatever you want to call it, two heads of the same snake or whatever you want to call it, wouldn't it have been better if he had been running as an independent than as a Republican?
No, it wouldn't, because the system is rigged against the independents. If you are the Republican nominee or the Democratic nominee, your name automatically goes on the ballots in all 50 states. If you are a third-party candidate, you have to run petition drives in every single state to get on the ballot. It uses up your volunteers' time, it uses up money and other resources, and it was set up that way to keep those pesky third parties from spoiling the game for the establishment politicians.
Interesting, considering the fact that he's supposed to be outside the system, which basically tells me that, well, I know this is going to really rub some people's backs the wrong way, but he's a part of it, even though it seems like he's on the outside of it.
So, well, he's not part of the political system. He's part of the economic system, and he's part of the economic system playing by the rules, and that may be why Wall Street is so terrified of him, because right now Wall Street is surviving on bending the rules and breaking the rules. Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank, the rigging of LIBOR, the rigging of gold and silver prices. Wall Street is being propped up by criminality, and I don't think Donald Trump is going to sit still for that because it makes honest businessmen like him look bad.
Well, there is this, too. However, I do have an odd question for you since you start my train of thought, though. How do you end up separating the financial scene from the political scene when they seem to be going hand in hand?
Well, the financial aspect and the political aspect overlap only in terms of the buying and selling of influence. Not every company in America, let me finish, not every business in America is making donations to candidates or lobbying them. And there's a lot of us out here who are, you know, have some party affiliation and we're living our lives and doing our job, but we don't get tangled up in that mess. It is that corrupting influence, and Donald Trump has not been part of it. He's done his business dealings the right way, the legal way, and I think that's why Wall Street's afraid of him, because right now, without fraud, Wall Street is going to collapse. There was even an article that came out, I think, about 2 years ago, where they went out and interviewed a whole bunch of Wall Street traders about all the fraud going on. And 25% of the people that they interviewed were honest enough to say, yes, they regularly committed fraud against their clients and customers. And they even went on to say, if we weren't doing it, we would have gone out of business long ago. And that makes, you know, honest businessmen look bad. It's like all these Hispanics who are switching over to support Donald Trump because the illegal immigrants coming on in, the MS-13, the druggies, the rapists, and all the rest of that, they're making Hispanics who became citizens in this country legally look bad. And they're turning their backs on that.
Well, you know something? You're causing the tune of the Twilight Zone to go off in my head at the moment. So thanks so much, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, I think. All right. Bye-bye. We're going to let you go. Now, there's been a new article that came on out talking about Libya and how that mess all got started. This is in Counterpunch. And along with the gold-backed dinar, which was a major, major threat to the fiat currencies of the West, that came out actually in a NATO memo that was leaked about a week ago. But Counterpunch is also pointing out that Gaddafi was trying to build up Libya without having to borrow money from bankers to do it. And the issue they have here is how Africa first developed its own transcontinental communication system by purchasing a telecommunications satellite. And then the African Development Bank ponied up most of the money to the cost of the launch. And they were able to just buy this system and put it into operation without having to go on the hook to the international private central banks, and even better, without having to be paying high costs to an established provider. And that was apparently one of the reasons why all these bankers and these established corporations got very angry with Gaddafi. How dare you do all of this without going through us? It's the same attitude we see on a smaller scale here in the United States of America. How dare you grow marijuana in your backyard instead of buying alcohol and tobacco? How dare you grow your own food? How dare you collect rainwater instead of buying it from Nestle? All wars really are banker wars. It really, really is. Now, I want to reprise a story I mentioned yesterday. I was talking about these MRAP vehicles, these heavily armored trucks from the United States that have been given to Egypt by the United States. They got 762 of them last May. They got another batch, I don't know how many, recently, at no cost to Egypt, but obviously, of course, at cost to you. And it's been sort of bugging me what Egypt needs that many MRAPs for. Egypt's already been through two revolutions, and there's no indication that the people are of a mind to have a third one. And then it dawned on me to look at a map and realize that the western border of Egypt meets up with the eastern border of Libya. And so it looks to me like the U.S. is getting ready to escalate the situation in Libya by opening a second front from Egypt. All right, we're going to take a phone call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I could tell you one thing. Kane just looked like a mentally ill clown without makeup.
Yeah, I've heard people describe him as looking creepy. And, you know, he's the perfect partner to be with Hillary Clinton. He fights the same way. And I think people looking at him, they just get that weird feeling. I mean, I've often talked about how looking at Hillary Clinton, she looks like the crabby old aunt that you go out of your way not to have to talk to at the family reunions. And Kane makes a perfect uncle in that same category. And he just came across as slightly creepy and a bit of a jerk because of all of his constant interruptions. He was just clearly working to keep Pence from making a coherent point.
And you know, the thing is, I called up the Trump campaign, I hope many people do, and tell Mike Pence that instead of saying Russia invaded Crimea and all that stuff, they ought to get the PACs, and I think Pence ought to change his position from in Syria and Ukraine of non-intervention and de-escalation. We don't belong there.
Well, unlike Donald Trump, Pence is a professional politician, and he is playing to the masses based on what he thinks the majority of Americans believe. And he may be dangerously misinformed about that at that point. In fact, I've often talked about Rivero's Law of the Hierarchy, where all mid-level managers try and make sure they're the only ones who know what's going on. They don't want their superiors to crack down on them or their subordinates to give up hope. And if you're sitting on a couple of layers of that kind of middle management and communication, you're effectively deaf, dumb, and blind. And Pence is surrounded by people who may be telling him what they think he wants to hear rather than what he actually needs to know. Got to let you go here, George. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phone lines here, I just got this very bizarre email from Barton Chevrolet Cadillac reminding me that it's time for the service on my 2015 Chevy Silverado. I've never owned a Silverado. they must be getting desperate. They're just going to fling this stuff out there. And I don't know who they bought their mailing list from, but they're obviously just making this stuff up. You know, these days I get more telemarketer calls and scam calls on my cell phone than I do real calls. I'm thinking of changing my phone number to one of those 976 exchanges so that everybody who calls me has to pay $5 and I'll waive the fee for people that I know and like and everything. I think we all ought to do that. And let's let the telemarketers pay us for a difference because they're not even supposed to call us. We're on all the lists here and everything. Let's see. Mike in the control room is saying he gets those calls here at the network. You know, I'm getting calls for stuff. It's completely inappropriate for me. It's just bizarre. And I know these companies are out there buying these mailing lists and contact and customer lists, and apparently that's turning into a racket, too. They just grab everything they can and say, oh, yeah, these are all people who own Silverados. There you go. Anyway, all right, let's take a phone call. Mike in Tennessee. Boy, a lot of Mikes on the show today. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Michael. You have to tell us more about that 976 number. That sounds like a great idea. I would love to have a revenue stream from these, otherwise annoying calls. for the previous caller's edification, what she needs to grasp is that Trump is not leverageable because he does not have, as they say in the political world, he doesn't have a live boy or a dead girl in his closet. And because they can't leverage him, they can't extort him. The whole name of the game is extortion. Everybody in that political bed is extorting one another. That's why you got Republicans lining up with Clinton, because they know that if she falls, they fall, because she knows their secrets. It's a big
That's exactly right.
Thing.
That's exactly right. In fact, it may be, you know, part of the initiation into the higher levels of government that you have to do something really tacky, like have sex with a small child and let yourself be photographed so you're blackmailable and reliable. And the other aspect of it, too, of course, is that Donald Trump has his own money. He can't be bought. He's not for sale. And that is absolutely deadly to our current political system, where everything is for sale.
That is the reason I was named the most dangerous man in the county that I live in, because I could not be bought or extorted. A man or a woman who cannot be extorted is a dangerous thing to these people, because they can't be controlled. They're not a puppet or a tool. And that scares the heck out of these folks, because they, for their entire existence, they've operated under this code of control.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. I agree with you completely, and we're going to get on back here to the news. Now, as you know, one of the areas where the United States government has been making stink face with Russia is regarding the Arctic Ocean. Now, up until recently, everybody very reasonably took those countries that actually border the Arctic and drew a line up to the North Pole and said that's our commercial zone. And the U.S. has now been saying, well, no, we need a bigger part of the Arctic. There's oil down there somewhere, and we need to develop it, and we're ready to stand tough against Russia to cut off part of their ocean commerce zone and make it ours and everything. And it's one of those areas where they're talking tough, and they really can't come up to it, because there's an article over in Pravda pointing out that whereas Russia, because it does border the Arctic, has had decades of developing cold weather technology, icebreakers, drilling rigs, and so forth. The U.S. hasn't. The U.S. doesn't actually have the technologies ready to go to operate in the Arctic. I mean, every once in a while, the U.S. will send a nuclear sub up around there to poke around and show how butch they are. But in terms of day-to-day operations, I mean, except for the Ice Road Truckers show, the U.S. really doesn't have a whole heck of a lot going on up there. Now, we're getting our daily dose of booga booga. It's being reported that ISIS is calling for random knife attacks in alleys and forests and beaches and quiet neighborhoods all across America, which means any anonymous knife attacks that happen are going to be blamed on ISIS. But let's just assume for a moment this is true. Isn't that a good reason to start controlling those borders and not letting these potential ISIS assassins in here on a free pass? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to talk about the economy for a little bit here. And the headline breaking news ought to be how $30,000 was stolen from each and every one of you. That should be the headline breaking news, but we're going to go back to Kim Kardashian and the things that supposedly happened to her. Now, Greg Hunter just did an interview with Catherine Austin Fitz, and one of the topics that came on out, remember how you keep hearing the Pentagon has managed to misplace trillions and trillions of dollars? The number keeps growing. And right now, it is at $9 trillion. The Pentagon has spent somewhere, but nobody knows. They can't find it. And apparently, the Pentagon has just been cooking the books to try and make like everything's balanced, but they don't know where the money's going. $9 trillion works out to $30,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States of America. Money that's been taken away from you, or you are considered to still owe, with accruing interest to the Federal Reserve, $30,000. Now, it's official as of the end of last month, which is the end of the U.S. government's fiscal year. They closed the fiscal year $1.4 trillion deeper into debt. It's like that old Tennessee Ernie Ford song, 16 tons. Another day over and you're deeper in debt. Another year over, we're deeper in debt. And by the way, that debt growth is equal to 7.5% of the entire U.S. economy. Now, in just about 8 years, because we're coming up on the end of Obama's two terms in office, the U.S. national debt has grown $9 trillion. Just think, if the Pentagon hadn't misplaced that money, we could say we were in a debt-free society. Mike in the control room is saying, can we just pay our 30 G's in cash out? Sounds legit to me. I think we ought to sue class action. It was all taken from us through fraud anyway. Now, back in April, there was a lawsuit that was started when metals traders charged several banks for fixing the price of precious metals, primarily gold. And back in April, Deutsche Bank agreed to settle this lawsuit going all the way back to 2014. And the banks that were involved were Deutsche Bank, Bank of Nova Scotia, HSBC, and then later UBS was added to the defendants. And it was expected that the bankers would just keep their lawyers stalling in court, stalling and stalling and stalling. And apparently, in order to focus on its other larger troubles, Deutsche Bank has now agreed to an out-of-court settlement. But like I keep telling you, they are all surviving on fraud and criminality. If they were complying with the law, if they were doing business honestly, they'd be out of business right now. And the fact that they're having to resort to such massive fraud to stay in business, to me, says that the regular economy of people working for decent wages and salaries and then pumping that new money back into the system, buying cars, buying homes, buying big screen plasma TVs, has already ground to a halt. Now, there was a story about how the federal government busted the largest food stamp fraud in U.S. history, $13 million. This was out of Palm Beach County. And involved conversion of food stamp cards into cash. And for some reason, YouTube has yanked the video about that story. Somebody doesn't want the details to come on out. Now, we're hearing from an article in Zero Hedge that despite Merkel's refusal, ultimately Deutsche Bank will be bailed out by Germany. But if that happens, it sets another problem because other European banks are in serious trouble, like Credit Suisse. And if they bail out Deutsche Bank, there won't be anything left to bail out Credit Suisse. The crash is coming. It just may be put off one bank down the road. And here is where all of these world leaders are oblivious to what's really going on. When you enslave your country to a private central bank, by allowing that private bank to issue all the public currency as a loan at interest, you are enslaved. You can never pay the debt off. It's designed that way. Private central banks always create more debt than money with which to pay the debt, and then use that awareness of debt to control the people and the nation. To quote from the International, it is the essence of the banking industry to keep us all, whether we are nations or individuals, slaves to debt. There is nothing you can do to get out of debt to a private central bank. It doesn't matter how much you tax the people. It doesn't matter how much you privatize the nation's resources. The goal of the private central bank is to own everything and reduce you to serfdom. The only solution to save your country and its people is the one that Andrew Jackson did. Shut it down. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Dennis in New York. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
I saw something today that's very interesting. It's about election fraud, and it's actually partially a repost from the Still report there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, Francis had inquired, why don't we run a third party? And remember, Ron Paul had done that years ago. And
I remember when Anderson did it, and he got awfully, awfully close to winning, too, but they sabotaged that.
Yeah, well, I was a Ross Perot supporter, too, besides Ron Paul.
Yes.
But what happened is the allegations were made of election fraud, and they got thrown up in the air, and the Republicans, this goes back some years, didn't want to look like racists because they were trying to court the black vote back then. And what happened is the Democrats were going to make them look like it was a racial thing to deny people the right to vote. And stuff like that.
They're doing it now. I mean, when they overturn all the laws for voter ID, that you have to prove you are the voter who is casting that vote. It's racist. It's discriminatory. It's it's an attack on the black population. You know, I know a lot of black people. They've all got driver's licenses.
Yeah. Well, evidently they were very sensitive to the Republicans because they were trying to court the minority vote back then. It was looked at as like a party of old white people. And so they backed off from this whole thing. And what happened is they agreed to what they call a consent decree, you know, with the courts. And it was to last for so many years, like 17 years. It doesn't expire until 2017. And that's why Ron Paul never made a big thing about the election fraud, because the Republicans are under that consent decree. And any time they had even tried to do it, they wound up running against a brick wall. It would be terribly expensive, and they can't get the judge to give them any leeway on it. But it's on the Still Report, a good article about it. I have a little bit of humor for you also.
I could use it.
I posted it's kind of like a fantasy kind of a thing about, you know, this Assange thing, you know. And we really don't need him. And here's what I posted, really. He said, we don't need Assange. The New York Times will do for a start. Let me explain. Trump's got it all covered. He's the one who really leaked the tax papers. It's only one or two pages to the New York Times. And that's brilliant. By doing this, they get the black eye, and he becomes endeared to the voting public. The reporter goes to jail because he's thrown under the New York Times bus, and Trump sues. Because the publisher has editorial control over it, and so they're the ones who are ultimately held responsible. Trump sues and winds up owning the New York Times, and as a result, voters vote him into office by a landslide. Eric Trump and Bill Still then run the new New York Times editorials page to support the congressional and senatorial candidates that will cooperate with the Donald. The next step, the wall gets built, and Mexico pays for it. Next step, the Supreme Court gets straightened out. And
that's going to be tricky because Trump has to wait for a Supreme Court judge to retire or to pass away. And, they do linger on for a very long time unless they're assassinated, like happened to that pro-Second Amendment guy. I'm blanking on his name.
Right. Well, the fantasy continues. BL members are hunted by the populace, and they, along with the welfare-grabbing, U.S.-hating Mexicans and Muslims, are deported. College kids now have decent jobs during school, during spring break, and in the summertime as a result of the deportations. And all, you're going to love this one here, all dual-citizen Zionist traitors are placed upon a replica of the USS Liberty. Along with John McCain.
And we'll let them sail two-thirds of the way back to Israel.
Along with John McCain, Nancy Pelosi, and John Kerry. And tickets are sold, allowing purchasers to unmercifully and continually strafe the ship in a reenactment of that Israeli war crime.
Oh, I'd spend $5 for that one myself.
Yeah, well, staffing includes returning war veterans who line up in overwhelming numbers to apply. Everybody has a job.
Yes.
Jesus returns and throws the entire Israeli government into a flaming pit of boiling excrement.
Well, but I have one correction for you. We don't really need to build a wall along the border with Mexico, it's cheaper to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. And I'm going to let you go here because we want to get back to the news here. Those are very, very funny ideas out there. Thank you for the phone call, Dennis. And by the way, the name that I was blanking on was Antonin Scalia, who died under very suspicious circumstances, and I'm on the verge of putting him on the dead bodies list as well. Okay, now then, getting on back to the economic news. Over in Chicago, we know that there's got a huge pension shortfall. A lot of pensions all across America are in trouble, and this all goes back to that 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud because Wall Street's pet rating agencies rated all these bundles as AAA investments, which made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. Then the fraud imploded, and the pensions were defunded, and now they're in trouble, but nobody's got the gonadal tissue to stand up and point the finger of blame where it richly deserves to go, which is, of course, Wall Street. And so Chicago is dealing with this huge pension liability, and it turns out that their accounting methods don't really come up to what is considered standard practice. And in enforcing proper accounting rules on Chicago's pension system, it turns out their liability is actually almost more than 1.5 times what they thought it was. It was being understated by $11.5 billion. At the end of 2015, they claimed the liability was $7.1 billion. Today, it's $18.6 billion. That's a jump of 168%. Rahm Emanuel is out there pushing for union concessions and help from the state legislature, and he's not going to get either one because the unions are going to say, "Hey, this is not our fault. This was mismanaged at the highest levels of the U.S. government," and the state government's going to say exactly the same thing. We had nothing to do with this mess. This is all Wall Street and Washington, D.C. By the way, if you use ATMs, they charge fees unless you're at your home bank, and apparently ATM fees are starting to climb again. I remember there used to be this commercial about this investment thing where the slogan was, "We make money the old-fashioned way, we earn it." I think it should be changed to, "We make money the old-fashioned way, we just screw it out of our customers here." Now, since 2013, more than 700 department stores have closed. Prior to the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud, consumer spending made up 60% of America's economy. And it's evaporating. And by the way, Claire and I were over at the stores here, and the Christmas stuff is already up. The lights are gleaming and twinkling. And man, they're just trying so hard. Now, we've all been hearing about Obamacare and its multiple failings. It has failed in its overt purpose of making health care affordable to Americans. It failed in its covert purpose of enriching the health insurance companies that wrote the Affordable Care Act. And it failed in its purpose of providing new tax revenues to a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt U.S. central government. And it's still being touted as President Obama's signature legislation. We're just going to throw money at it and declare it a success by imperial edict. But even the New York Times has come on out saying Obamacare is a disaster. It's too expensive. It's inaccessible. It's bloated. It's convoluted. They botched the opening with that stupid website. And it's another reminder that people in government, for their entire lifetimes, being in government is all they know. They don't actually know how to go on out and do things and make it happen. And that's an advantage Donald Trump has. He's started businesses, hands-on. He's organized building of buildings and stuff. And the Hillary campaign likes to go on out and try and dismiss Donald Trump as a self-made billionaire who has late in life decided to get into politics. And I can think of some other people who were successful and got into politics late in life, like, say, George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or John Adams or Ben Franklin, those guys. They weren't career politicians, remember? And they did a pretty darn good job of setting up a nation that worked for the American people. So I think it is definitely time to go on back, to having people who are successful in the real world, building things, making things, companies, architecture, engineering, whatever, it doesn't matter, and getting those people into a government that's supposed to represent the American people. Because looking at Congress right now, one would be thinking that the entire population of the United States of America consists of heirs to million-dollar fortunes from their parents, spoiled brats, and lawyers, and that's it. There's no room for carpenters and bakers and bricklayers and computer programmers and engineers. They're just not allowed into the club. So we have a bunch of people who don't know anything about what makes this country work, presuming to be in control of everything. And Obamacare is a classic example of why that does not work. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, I want to share a little story with you for all you technoids out there. Now, obviously, this being live radio, the accuracy of our timepieces between here in Oahu and the control room for Republic Broadcasting, say that three times fast, has to be down to the second. And in my office, I have a wall clock that receives a radio signal from the U.S. government's atomic clocks to keep it right accurate. And today, it was off by an hour. It had been set back by an hour. And I'm scratching my head trying to figure out what's going on. And then I realized daylight savings time ends next month on November 5th. Today is October 5th. So somebody inside the U.S. government, which controls things they don't understand, apparently goofed, and I'll bet you there's a lot of these radio control clocks all over the country right now that are now an hour off. And I'm searching the news for people complaining about that or reporting it, but that seems to be the explanation for what happened there. All right, let's take a phone call from Steve in California. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, Michael, let's not forget about that official. I can't recall his name. You'll probably remember it, but the official that said, don't worry about Obamacare, the people are stupid, they'll buy it, or something like that. I can't remember that whole phrase, but I do remember the concept, basically, that they'll pull one over on us with the Obamacare,
yes,
and that they're stupid, sheeple, and they'll just take it.
Well, I mean, there's a whole list of people in Washington, D.C. who've made statements that are very, very similar. Remember when Nancy Pelosi was out there saying, we have to pass it before we can read it? I mean,
right.
That's one of the most absurd things I've ever heard. The job of a member of Congress is you carefully read the legislation before you vote for it. And it's just like this big circus. It's a joke. It really is.
Well, there's a main person in this whole picture. I'll have to Google it again because it's on Google, on YouTube, and it's a main figure that basically said, we'll pull one over on them. They're pretty stupid. Didn't know he was being recorded. I can't remember, recall his name.
If you find it, send it to me. I want to put it up there. And, we need to do that because this is how the government sees us all. They have no respect for us as human beings. They really do think that we are all easy to fool morons. And they're really seriously out of touch with just how bad the loss of trust and confidence is out here in the hinterland.
Yep. I'll look for that and I'll find it and send it over your way.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Coming up on the top of our third hour here, the border surge is now growing, and apparently the human traffickers are seriously considering that Donald Trump is going to win the election next month, and he's going to set up that Great Wall of Trump, or put crocodiles in the Rio Grande, which I think is the more cost-effective solution. And so they're trying to rush as many people as they can in as quickly as they can. And the big question, and it's an important question, is if Donald Trump wins and we go back to being a nation that is dedicated to the law-abiding legal citizens, what do we do with all the undocumented? I think a trebuchet down in Texas, just fling them back over the border. We'll be back after station identification.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.